Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to hustle and shine, yeah. Time to hustle and shine, yeah. Brian B. Shining in the building, reporting live from the Brown and Cooper studio.
He's back. And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time, high of 84. Currently, it is 66 at Hogan Prep Academy.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
In my Varnell Hill voice. Did you miss me?
We did miss you, man. Glad you're back and you're safe.
I'm glad to be back too, man. This morning we got a kid in the kitchen. I don't know what type of snacks we're gonna have this morning, but my dog Adele Kirkwood is on deck this morning, D.
Love that. I'm putting my good lashes on for that. And of course, we got a recap yesterday of your trip and then the Main Street Extension streetcar that happened. TMG goes down at the 23s, and we got to talk about parenting styles as both Mama D and Tammy Roman are under fire.
Oh, boy. Throwback Thursday. Let's take it back to 2009, D,
it's
with some
speed.
Travis Porter.
I like
Hustle
this.
And Shine in the Morning.
I was walking through the crowd, and I seen her with a team. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, girl, I like them jeans. I told her, go, shorty, shorty, go, shorty, shorty, go.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Make time in your days for wonder, for awe. Make space in your thoughts to dream of what's possible. Your journey is much more than getting quickly and efficiently where you intend to go. It's about all you experience, express, and share as you move forward. Be open to discover what you never could have imagined. Be eager to connect with people who will deepen your understanding. Remind yourself how thoroughly and inextricably your life is woven through all that exists. Take care with all you do because it goes far beyond you and then comes back to you as well. While you're being diligent about the specifics, also keep the big picture in mind. Exercise flexibility in your perspective and appreciate life's wonder from many illuminating angles. As you dance among the details and grand visions, stay open to the awe-inspiring connections and dreams that unfold. Life's richness arises in the shared experiences and boundless wonder you cultivate along the way. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, high of 84, currently it is 66, clear skies at the Independence Square. Kim Kardashian was asked in a recent interview about Kanye West's mental breaks back when they were actually married.
You know, you want to be super supportive and you want to like help figure that out and you want to really get into that with them and be there for them. But I think that it just when someone was, you know, isn't willing to make changes that I think would be super healthy and beneficial, it makes it really hard to continue on in a relationship.
Man, as much due diligence as you can do on somebody, you don't know how they're going to change, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. So it sounds like they've always had a little bit of, I don't know, you know, we'll never get the real inside between their relationship.
And we shouldn't.
Yeah, everything isn't for what we, you know, for the GP, as we like to call it, the general public.
I talk about that on Brian's World this week with Aisha Curry.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm actually looking at some clips I mentioned that Aisha on my pod.
Yeah.
Hot topic. All right, switching gears with LeBron James. I actually like this little Uncle LeBron phase slash near retirement that he's in, because he's been very vocal just about a lot of things you just would never expect him to talk about. He sat down on his wife's podcast with some special guests, but he talked about this day and age and how the sensitivity is at an all-time high.
Everybody's so sensitive, you know, so you're afraid sometimes to hurt people's feelings because you don't know how they're going to take it. I grew up in the 80s and grew up in the 90s where, you know, you could really, like, say something to somebody and they wouldn't take it so personal. And they could be mad at somebody for a day or two, even be mad at them for a couple months, and then we could come together and have a conversation about it.
Yeah, being a person who's very blunt, I hate it.
Go ahead.
Nah, that's, I was just going to say, I can't stand it, bro, because it's like, I can't be me.
You could be yourself.
Okay.
You could be yourself.
What I want to do right now is get us shut down. No.
That's sick. Ew. I feel like LeBron is being a little hypocritical there.
Uh-oh.
I love LeBron, but wasn't he just the one that was in Stephen A's face? Sensitive over him doing his job and talking about Bronny James, who's also an NBA.
You ain't finna do that to my son.
All right.
And I feel like he confronted him.
The sensitivity is there.
I feel like that's I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's more of a man respect thing. Like, bro, you not finna talk about my kid. You not finna do that. Talk about me. Don't talk about my kid, dog. But I can understand why people be like, that's a good point. It is.
Yeah. Hey, I get it. I get it on both sides.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Join Hot 103 Jams, giving hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Driving Expo this Saturday, 2 days away, the 18th, at the MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way. We'll be there from noon to 3. Hustle and Shine will be in the building. Listen, man, we donate new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. This drive will also feature domestic violence agencies, local small businesses, and community nonprofits who will share their free resources and services. This is a great thing that's going on this Saturday. Cannot wait to join Jessica McClellan and the team. So, my first time going to Iowa, D, as, look, man, my mama...
And you drove?
We drove my mama's little vehicle.
Oh, you know, she's giving the National Lampoons.
Yeah. And she's you know, she's getting older, so I gotta really make sure that we tap in and stay locked in.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. She, you know, she's a big Beatles fan, loves Paul McCartney. She was telling everybody that's her seventh time seeing him. Like, that was
For real?
Like, yeah, that's her thing. When I guess when she goes to concerts, she wants to go up and ask everybody, you know how many times you like that she's one of them. I will say, first off, I did not know that we stretched to Iowa.
Oh, you can hear
people.
Oh,
yes, people in Iowa can hear Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's crazy.
Shout out to our Iowa cousins.
Yeah, for real though. Another thing, white people, y'all like to show up on concerts on time. Like I said, everybody's here already. And my
did it start on time?
Nah, I think
like a regular.
I think he probably waited 10, 15 minutes.
That's it. Oh Lord!
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Lauryn
right
Hill would have been there the next day.
Right, y'all know. y'all know that, like, y'all, we like to pregame, get pictures.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Just, I mean, it's so many.
You thought they just show up. Yeah. Let's stop.
They came, they was there. Look, and it wasn't a seat left in the arena, bro.
I believe it.
It was built like it's like the Sprint Center or T-Mobile Center. Mm-hmm. And so, bro, like I was like, oh, y'all, everybody's here on time. I said, what? What is this? But yeah. So but they, you know, they was white folks, they was getting their groove on to the Beatles, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
My mama was
getting down with the get down.
Bro, look, I was on my phone. I said,
did you get some content?
Well, yeah, I got.
Because we need a recap.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, my mama, yeah, I got her.
You need to see this on video.
So I'll show you. But yeah, man, shout out to Iowa, Des Moines, or I like to pronounce every single syllable in the word. Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for showing me and my mama a good time, man. That was and I didn't even get to the bad part about yesterday, how I left my phone in the Uber.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was chasing.
You better be happy they hit a lick on you,
bruh. I'm blessed, but I was, shout out to Tanisha. I was chasing her around, looking at her on the phone all day because you know you could track your joint or whatever.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. Do not leave your phone in the Lyft or Uber, y'all. Don't ever do it.
Yeah, please.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103G.
Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. They rolling in for sure this morning. Shout out to Rich Harris, as always, Kiera. Shout out to Sherry, Whitell, Jackson, JL, and Indy. Big love to Newmark Middle School football team. I think they got a game today. So big love for y'all as y'all take the field. Tanisha with the Uber and the blue, you know, that car. Yeah. Shout out to you, because another cousin said you've been coming through for her.
Man, big love.
Shout out to somebody's fiance, Jillian from Lily. She's a truck driver. So that's big love. We appreciate you. And of course, always tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Whittier Elementary Principal Dr. Lane, DeJ, Billy Jr., and Trayvon. We appreciate all the cousins each and every day.
Yes, we do. And shout out to my man Charlie Keegan from KSHB 41. Yes. That's my dog right there. But I know y'all linked up yesterday on the street car.
Yeah, major shout out to Charlie and shout out to Donna and the whole street car team.
Street car Donna.
You know, that was my first time on a street car ever.
Okay.
So it was a first experience for me. It was really amazing. They had a media day yesterday, so a lot of news stations were out there. And we just got a chance to honestly try out the Main Street extension that will be open to the general public on next Friday.
But, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I am so excited about this streetcar and what it can offer the town, man. It just, growing up here and seeing the progression that we've had the last, 15, 16 years or so.
Yeah.
It's really transformed the city. And I'll take a word out of your diatribe. It's cute. It just make Kansas City look cute. It does. It really adds to the aesthetics of it. And I know, look, we got more serious problems and more serious things, especially east of the streetcar. And there could be a streetcar extension east, and they're trying to study and all that. But I just saying, just for this, for the streetcar and what it represents for the city, it's a good look, and I'm down for it.
Yeah, and it's important for the town, like you mentioned. It'll go from the River Market to UMKC. So that's what we went. We started at Union Station and we went all the way down to UMKC. We made a couple stops on the way.
And for my cousins on the east side, if we east of Truce, y'all come on over, ride that metro over to the Main Street extension for the streetcar, and you ride the streetcar from UMKC all the way up to the River Market, man.
And they're gonna have the Plaza Transit spot is gonna be basically a hub for so many different directions you want to go to. We stopped there too, so it's gonna be good for the town. Excited for next Friday.
I love it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
725, high of 84, currently 65, clear skies at UMKC. Parents, we gonna need your opinion, so go ahead and text us, 816-900-4103. Mama D was not pleased with some of the controversy she's received about the fact that she had strippers at Scrappy's 14th birthday party.
Well, her son says she's traumatized. Scrappy used the wrong word. Scrappy don't know what traumatized. That's going to define the difference. Hell, how many of us are traumatized when we got our ass whooped by a belt, by our parents? Well, hell, guess what? Life moves on. How dare you say anything about Mama D and my son?
I hate this. I hate it when parents cannot take accountability for what they've done and they want to play the victim card with their own kids. Just, well, if something happened to us, if something needs to happen to you. Nah, fam, you're supposed to make it better for your seed.
Exactly.
And having a stripper at a 14-year-old, you should be jailed for that. What is wrong with you? And it's a different part of the country, and there's different rules in Atlanta. It's a different culture and all that. Mm-hmm. But where does the line need to be crossed at? Like, where do we raise eyebrows? Because I know it's some people out there, it ain't no big deal. It's a 14-year. Come on, y'all. Like, when do we mature past what we see on TV and how it's applicable to our kids, let alone us as adults?
Yeah. I express myself on Tuesday about this because to switch kind of gears to the next topic, Mama D's big concern on why she had strippers there was because she didn't want him to basically turn out gay, is what she said. So, switching over to reality star Tammy Roman.
So ignorant.
She was featured on Candy Burris' podcast alongside her daughter and shared that she's not allowed to bring her girlfriend to the graduation.
So I'm graduating, right? Mm-hmm. Getting my degree. And
she can't be in the
She
team.
Can't be there. My she girlfriend can't be
Why?
There.
Why? That's true.
Exactly.
No, I will eventually get to know the person once I feel like the relationship is lasting, that they understand what it takes to be in a committed relationship.
Who are you to tell us how long that's going to take?
Yikes.
So she's getting a lot of backlash for that too, because people are like, why not? The twist about it is this girl is 30 years of age, her daughter. So it's not like she's 16, 17. She is 30.
It's like she's trying to mask her homophobic feelings,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think it's real yet.
Yeah.
I think it's.
I give y'all 15 years and I finally meet the girl.
That's what it's given to me, D.
Yeah, definitely a tough space to navigate. Parents, we are looking at that Hustle and Shy text line to see what are your thoughts on it. What's your parent style?
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
D, I'm excited this morning because this is a program that I first saw, I don't know, last year or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I just want to learn a little bit more about it. It's called A Kid in the Kitchen. I want you to give a warm Hustle and Shine welcome to one of our cousins that's stepping in the building, Mr. Adele Kirkwood III. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
Good morning, man. I'm great. Blessed. Happy to be here.
Now, talk more about A Kid in the Kitchen. Dive right into it. What it's all about? How can people get involved? Go ahead.
All right. Well, we are a culinary art nonprofit where we help the youth in the kitchen. But what separates us from everyone else is we add literacy and health to that cooking. So mm-hmm. when they come into the kitchen, first thing they're going to do is learn about safety, which is very important. So they're going to learn how to operate inside the kitchen and move accordingly. And then they're going to learn, okay, what is the background of the recipe that we're doing for the day? And then they'll also learn the math part of it as far as, okay, if this recipe is calling for 4 to 6, but you're needing 12 to 16, what does that look like? Let's do that math right quick. So we're adding all of that and putting it into one, but making it fun inside the kitchen for the kids to learn.
I love this. And it's one of them resources that I feel like if our kids don't have it, they don't know that they can really grow in that. Mm-hmm. So what inspired this to even be a nonprofit?
Exactly what you said right there. A lot of the kids don't understand culinary is a great career to have. You can take it in different directions. Mm-hmm. A lot of them think, that's working at McDonald's. No. You can be a private chef. You can be a caterer. You can be a food prep chef. So there's a lot of different avenues that you can make great money. So we wanted them to see that and as well see that from people who look like them, mm-hmm. you know, as well. So they know, okay, this can be attainable.
I know you got a green thumb if you can get outside and plant. So is it a red thumb for some sauce or something?
Well, I do a little both, so I love the plants as well. We grow some veggies, and then I have plants around the house. But awesome. Cooking is like to say made from love and inspiration mm-hmm. inside. So it's more of an inside thing that comes out and that can be displayed and eaten at the same time.
It's a perfect blend of art and science to me together. Like you need math skills, science. Like mm-hmm. you got to have all of that as well as creativity.
Yes, sir.
We got my man Adele Kirkwood III in the building representing A Kid in the Kitchen, KC, a youth culinary art organization. It emphasizes health and literacy and teaching our babies how to cook. I love that. So you got this open house that's going down this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the community has been asking, what is this? You know, we haven't been able to see get an upfront look at it. So we was like, okay, hey, We partnered with the YMCA, so shout out to the Linwood YMCA, and wanted to organize an open house so the community can come and see, hey, what a kid and a kitchen does. So we're going to have some stations, a couple of stations for the kids to come, the community kids to come in. It's a free event. They're going to be able to come in to, go to a couple of stations, learn how to, you know, prep up something quick, maybe like a parfait, some quesadillas, mm-hmm. something like that. So, and then we're also going to be doing for donations, Chef Jayon and I are going to make some meals. So you'll be able to come in, get a taste of what we actually make, as well as taste what the kids are making as well.
Okay, well, all right. My standard going to be high today. Y'all whipping up some chicken wings or something?
You know, well, we're going to have some seared salmon, some smothered chicken.
See, y'all doing the food. I'm looking at this flyer,
smoked meatloaf, yeah. you know,
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, some so greens.
All right, so this picture of the mac and cheese, is that from y'all, or did y'all, is that a stock photo?
You have to come and find out, B. Oh.
See? I like that.
I judge you off your mac and cheese now. Yeah,
I understand. Make I know sure it's high standards in our community for sure.
Yeah, because the question always is, are you baking it? Do you bake it? What is your preference, though?
My thing is, if you don't make a roux for your macaroni, you're not in business. So we're just going to start there.
Really?
If you know what that means, then you understand what type of macaroni cheese you're going to be getting here on Saturday.
I can't disagree with that.
All right, man. We'll see. A kid in the kitchen, man. I love this organization, man. Yeah. And how can parents reach out to you if they know they kids is in there making them pots and pans, saying a little bit, making them jangle? How can they get in contact with you if they see that their kid is a future chef?
They can contact us on all social media platforms, A Kid and a Kitchen KC on IG, A Kid and a Kitchen on all the other platforms, including YouTube. And then they can also go to our website, www.akidandakitchen.com. Remember, it's and a kitchen. A lot of people say in a kitchen. No, it's a kid and a kitchen.
Including
so contact
me.
Us.
It's easy to say that, but make sure you put that in. Of course, the open house is going down this Saturday, noon to 4 p.m.
We're looking for the next Chef Roy. What's up, Wayne?
Yes, come on out.
We appreciate you so much for stopping by. We're going to have to talk about this mac and cheese off air.
For real.
Oh, yes.
We need that recipe.
We want to thank y'all so much. Is it okay if I give a shout out to the sponsors?
Please do.
Yes. We want to give a shout out to Linwood YMCA. Big ups to them for partnering with us with that. The Greater Kansas City Restaurant Association. Thank you so much for your support. And as well, the Renaissance Financial for their support for this open house and our they're just continued support, period. All three of the organizations that keep us going and making that impact.
Appreciate you, man.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103G.
Hustle and Shine always tapped into what's important in Kansas City. And this morning, we're talking to our small businesses and entrepreneurs in KC. You know, business is on the mind of a lot of people. You got World Cup coming next year. It's the third annual Small Business All Access Expo, highlighting inclusive business growth in the town. And shout out to the Prospect Business Association for putting this on. It's going down tomorrow at the Kauffman Center Foundation Conference Center, starting at 10 a.m. We got a very special guest in the building. Sherita Hutton. Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's so good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours too, Sherita. Now tell us a little bit more about this third annual Small Business All Access Expo. Is this tailor-made for small businesses and entrepreneurs in KC?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly who this is geared for. Small businesses, entrepreneurs, not-for-profits. And as you're giving a shout out to the Prospect Business Association, I have to tell you, the people that work there, Miss Simone Curls, who's the CEO, Chris Kelly, Nina Curls, Brianna Pennington Green, they have put so much hard work into this expo. They understand all of the big things that are coming to Kansas City that small businesses and not-for-profits can capitalize on. And you just talked about it. Like, the World Cup is coming to Kansas City. This is the time that small businesses can really shine. And so FIFA will be at the All Access Expo on Friday, really getting you ready, because there's steps that need to be taken right now, right? In order for you to get prepared to be able to capitalize on what's about to happen. The other big thing that we hear all the time in the news is about tariffs. And tariffs are going to hit small businesses more than they understand. So understanding exactly what this is going to mean for your bottom line is going to be key. So we'll have a workshop on that. And then another big one is Prospect Business Association gets a lot of questions when it comes to grants. Do I qualify for a grant? What should I do? What are my steps? And so we'll have some of the largest foundations on hand to answer all of those questions for you.
If you're a small business owner, this is a must attend for you. But I wanted to ask, I was going to say, like, come with your pen and pad, but are recording devices acceptable? Is that encouraged?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that is completely encouraged. A lot of us, you know, some of these workshops will include some sort of PowerPoint, but you're right, bring a pen and pad. We are telling people dress business casual because there are going to be some large corporations there. There'll be a workshop that starts every hour, but in addition to that, there will be booths that are brought to you by places like Black & Veatch, Commerce Bank, Evergy. All of them will be in the house. And so you can go around in between these workshops and actually talk to some of the leaders about how does my company, how does my business, how does my not-for-profit actually fit into what your vision Kansas City looks like. And so this is about really building relationships. And Brian, one thing I should bring out, the word expo is in the title because expo basically means come and go as you please. You can either stay all day from 10 to 3, or maybe you just see one workshop that you want to go to and you want to go back to your own business. You can do that too.
Along with this, you all at the Prospect Business Association also have your trunk or treat on Linwood taking place on Halloween, 5 p.m. to 7:30. And it'll be along Linwood Boulevard between Prospect and Park. It's free, it's family friendly. And of course, I will be there with Hot 103 Jams in the building, checking out the babies in the costumes.
I cannot wait. And I'm going to correct you really quick. It's going to start at 5:30 and it's going to be 5:30 to 8. And I cannot wait for you to get there. Maybe you have some costume ideas for me because I still don't know how I'm dressing.
Yeah, Sharita, I don't know if you want that. I'm terrible with suggestions. But along with the trunk or treat, make sure you tap into the 3rd annual Small Business All Expo. It's going down tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Kauffman Foundation Conference Center. Sharita Hutton, you're always a dear and special friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Whenever you or the Prospect Business Association has anything going on, please keep us tapped in. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you so much.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 83. Currently, it is 65, sunny skies at Raytown South. Actress Gabrielle Union speaks on being vocal in the past about her sexual assault and how people think victims should look a certain way.
So every time I talk about it, it's like I've never said it before. And they're like, what? No, you're so, oh my gosh. But I've never not talked about it. It's just as it comes in and out of the public consciousness, it's always a surprise because they've decided what victims look like.
Yeah.
And I don't fit handily into a victim box.
That ain't the most ignorant thing I've ever heard. How does somebody look like they've been through SA? Are we serious?
Yeah, but people are just like, oh, you're so this and that. Regardless of whatever trauma people might have endured, it's not going to be written on anybody's forehead. And right. That is a very much insensitive thing to say. So take that as a lesson. And if you or someone you know is a survivor of sexual assault, looking for help and some resources, the National Sexual Violence Resource Center is always available. Switching over into Diddy. Of course, he was sentenced to 50 months in prison. The terms of his release for the 5 years after prison, according to TMZ, Diddy must submit to random searches. He's not allowed to contact any victims in his case for any reason. Makes sense. He will also have to participate in outpatient treatment programs for drug abuse and mental health issues, and also required to complete a domestic violence program. So the 50 months on top of that, interesting to see if he does the whole 50 months in prison. But that's the terms of once he does get released. There's that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those artistic, diplomatic, and a little unreliable Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to professional tennis player Naomi Osaka. A big happy birthday to actress, director, and producer. You remember her as the secretary on the Steve Harvey Show. Happy birthday to Terry Vaughn. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actress, comedian, producer, writer, and director, best known for her role in Living Color and One of the Waynes. Happy birthday to Kim Wayne.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Misty Smith, Alinda Reese, and Sanan Suos. Sending birthday love to Black D the Truth, Brianna Renee Wilson, and DJ Natty Ranks. Happy Happy birthday to my homie Jamie Addison, Melvin Lamont Brown, and Precious Salah. Happy birthday Terrence Bennett, Willie Stringer, and Erica Jackson. Plus, happy birthday to everybody else born on October 16th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Alan.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
On my way to work.
Okay.
Got to pay them bills.
Yep, yep. Take a peek down. Tell me what your check engine light looking like.
Check engine light's off. Tire pressure light's on because it's
the sensor. Uh-oh. Better head to the Quick Trip. Oh, you know what?
Hey,
girl, go to Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube. Okay.
Yeah, they make them do it for you.
Sadiddy. Okay.
That's just real life.
No. It's just a sensor. Like, they
Oh, yeah. Your sensor is out.
It's just a sensor that won't go off.
Got you. Girl, mine's too. I understand. All right. We got a chance to hook you up to go see Cat Williams Saturday, October 25th. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Say my name the way you know when we do our thing. When we do the things we do. Baby girl, you make me say. Ooh, ooh.
Sexy love, all the things you do.
Ooh, baby.
Keep me sprung, keep me running back to you. Ooh, I love making love to you. David, girl, you make me say my sexy love.
Almost a flawless victory, but she went back to the middle of the chorus at the end of the chorus. It's all good.
You did good, cousin. Look, you getting them 2 tickets to go see Cat Williams for the Heaven on Earth tour. That's going down Saturday, October 25th. So next Saturday at the T-Mobile Center. Who you going to take with you?
Probably my cousin.
Love that.
It's lit. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Period.
You know it.
Making that real money.